My dear ones, this hour is critical. I just received the Rhema message from our website about the beginning of World War III and the rapture. I'm not fully understanding what this means because Jesus told me 5 years and only 1 year has passed. I cannot get a confirmation that the 5-year mark was not the Lord, but I know what he is saying now, and it is critical that we pray for more time, more grace, and more mercy. I am asking you to pray that prayer along with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. At the end of each decade of the chaplet, pray, Father, grant us more time, more grace, more mercy, 3 times. This is the week of the Divine Mercy Novena, which precedes the Feast of Divine Mercy on this coming Sunday. We are on day 4 of the intentions for this feast, and it is to pray for mercy for those who do not believe in God and those who do not know him. I suggest you look up the other intentions online, because each of the 9 days is different. Mr. President and Christian leaders of this nation, you are focusing on the wrong prayers. You are trying to comfort an unrepentant people. Judgment is falling on this nation because of the lack of repentance. It is not about prosperity. It is about personal holiness and living a life pleasing to God. The excessive focus on the prosperity of this nation only leads people astray to worship beauty, money, and power. We lapse into forgetfulness when we have many possessions. We fail to honor God because we are so busy making a fortune for ourselves. It is this corporate failure of our nation that has led us to being on the very brink of the most severe judgments God can mete out. Mr. President, I am begging you to repent for the materialism of this nation and excessive focus on prosperity, even in your own life. You have done many wonderful things for America, but focusing on how prosperous we will be and how God will comfort us in our losses, rather than on the personal sins of American citizens and their impact on the moral decline of other nations, will do nothing to stop God's judgment until the focus is there, until all Americans fall to their knees and ask forgiveness for their sins, and especially abortion, which you have valiantly opposed, and the genocides and exploitation of other nations whose blood calls out to God from the ground. Until we repent for these things, we cannot expect God to protect us from the judgment we deserve. Please, people of America, stop looking for comfort during this plague, which is a judgment on us, and start repenting. Lord Jesus, what have you to say? You have said it all, Claire. The focus is not on the disease that has brought this pandemic upon the world. The disease is immorality. All through my word, you read of the demise of a people who worship idols. The idols today are not only carved images and Baal worship. The idols of today are the expensive cars, clothing, and lifestyles Americans focus on, while other peoples of the world starve. You have done well to drain the swamp, and I am with you in this work. But now it is time to take stock of your moral emphasis on prosperity and shift it completely to moral cleanliness. Do not allow pornography or X-rated films in this nation. Do not permit abortion. Do not permit immoral and violent movies. Do not permit witchcraft. Make it a capital offense and put an end to Baal worship and same-sex marriages in this nation. There is so much more you can do, but I am asking you to begin with repentance. Even now, the threat of annihilation looms over the heads of Americans in certain areas. But if I see massive repentance of these things, I will call a halt to what is to happen and extend your time on this earth to bring forth a harvest of righteousness. Try me in these things and see if I do not shower blessings, peace, holiness, and right prosperity on this nation. I am listening for those who cry out, America, make your voice heard in heaven. Turn back from sin and cry out for mercy and holiness. These prayers I will indeed hear.